Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend. And that topic is simply, I have a dream. I have a dream. Now, these four words were made famous by Dr. Martin Luther King during the civil rights movements of the 60s. And however, I like to submit to you, my friends, that even before Martin Luther King uttered these words, and even long after, people are still dreaming. And dreams are a good thing. We've oftentimes discounted the value of dreams, but it's only those individuals who dare to dream big that receive the greatest things this life has to offer. I say, my friends and neighbors, that in business, if you are the person that can inspire those around you to dream while still dreaming yourself, then you're going to grow enterprises like nobody else around you has ever done before. It is an art form, my friends and neighbors, to make sure that we've got the capacity to dream. And yes, my friends, I'd like to submit to you that there is a five-step process to dreaming, because many people have forgotten how to dream. Many don't dream anymore, and many don't even believe in dreams at all. But let's see if we could reignite that passion, my friends, of the dreamers around you, as well as your dreams themselves. We may not get to all this today, my friends, in the DREAM acronym, but that D reminds us that it all begins with a destination. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a destination. You see, where you want to go is the basis for your dreams. That's why we should never be afraid to go further than ever, to go faster than ever, because everything is centered around our destination. Remember that famous question the employers would ask during a job interview? They would ask the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? In other words, they're just asking you a question related to your destination, because destination is everything. Where are you trying to go? Where do you see yourself, my friends? What do you see your business, your family, your finances, all the things that are relevant to you? Do you have a destination? Well, I like to say, my friends, that there's a few things required in your destination. You see, first of all, your destination requires preparation. You know, if you're going to the gym, you're going to prepare differently than if you're going to the movies. And if you're going to the mall, you're going to prepare differently than if you're going to a five-star restaurant. See, everything about our preparation tells us about our destination. I don't even have to know your dream. If you let me watch you prepare, I can tell you what your dream is based on preparation. How well are you preparing to go where you want to go, my friends? See, if we all knew that we were taking a trip to the Bahamas today, then we'd know it because we pack our bags accordingly. We'd wear the right clothes. We'd make sure that our ticket was purchased, and we make sure we get to the airport on time. All of those things are preparation in relation to our destination. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if you've got teams that are looking up to you, people who you're leading, teach them how to prepare for where they are going, because destination not only requires preparation, it also requires information. If you were going to travel to a city you've never been to and stay in a hotel that you've never been to before, what would you do? First, you'd gather all the information about where you were going. You do your homework. You look up the reviews online. You would check out the pictures. You would gather more information about where you want to go. You would make sure that where you were going was a place that you gathered enough information about. Well, our ability to read and to study and to learn from mentors is a way to gather information. If you really want to go somewhere, you'll gather the information required to take you there. Yes, my friends, it's not only preparation and information, but it's also inspiration, where our destination will create organic excitement. Are you excited about where you're going, my friends and neighbors? Because if you're really excited, you're going to tell somebody else. I can remember when I was going to take one of my daughters on a trip, and she was so excited about the trip that we were taking that she began to tell all of her friends. Sooner or later, then she says to me, "Hey, Daddy, can my friend come also? I told her about this trip, and she was so excited that I'd like for her to go." You see, when you really are excited about your destination, it's going to inspire you to invite other people, to tell somebody else, to expand that vision, as it were, and then more people are going to come around you. Now, after destination, my friends, there is restoration. You see, it's never too late late to dream big again. Remember the dreams you had as a five-year-old, the dreams you had as a teenager, the dreams you had as a college student. What happened to those dreams? Remember when we were five, there was nothing impossible. Ask a five-year-old today what you're going to be when they grow up. The five-year-old will say, I'm going to be a president, then a doctor, then an astronaut, and then a movie star. They have all these wonderful ideals in their mind, and we've got to restore some things about our dreams, my friends. Let's talk about four things that need to be restored. First, we've got to restore our confidence. You see, the confidence to believe that if you can see it in your mind, you can make it happen in the physical. If you can see it in your imagination, you can make it happen in reality. That's confidence, my friends. You know, kids are known for their confidence. They believe they can do everything. That's why they try everything they see on television. That's why the TV ads have to have a disclaimer, don't try this at home. Yes, my friends, restoring the confidence. Then we've got to restore our creativity. Remember as children how we would show our parents a picture that we colored, and it may be a purple elephant, a pink giraffe, and an orange dog. It's okay. We were creative. And the same token, my friends, the dreamers are those who have restored their creativity. What exists today that didn't exist before you woke up? All of it's about your creativity. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to create every day. Then also, we've got to restore that commitment. You see, the five-year-old worked hard on the jigsaw puzzle until she figured it out. She didn't quit because it seemed too hard. She was just glad to have a puzzle to put together. But yes, my friends, we have to also have that same kind of commitment. When the puzzle of life seems a little bit hard, when the jigsaws don't seem to add up, we can't quit, my friends, in the face of adversity. We've got to restore that commitment and say we're going to hang in there until all the pieces fit just right. Then finally, my friends, we know that we've got to restore our celebration. Remember the five-year-old? We celebrated everything with the five-year-old. When he got his first grades from school, we celebrated, completed the first day of school, we celebrated. We didn't just celebrate on birthdays and Christmas. We picked many times to celebrate. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to celebrate everything that happens positively on your team. High five them again. Pat them on the back. Congratulate them. Give them a hug. Let them know how great they are. Celebrate every achievement, no matter how small or great. That E in our DREAM acronym, the last one we'll get to today, reminds us of the importance of elimination. You see, doubting and dreaming don't go together. Complaining and creativity don't go together. Living the dream means that we also have eliminated fear, doubt, anger, worry, and every other negative emotion that hinders us from achieving our goals. My friends, we have to master the fine art of the dream. Teach those around us how to dream bigger and brighter than ever before. Listen, if you enjoy this training segment, I can make you one personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.